Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Jisati. Naglim Chief Minister Nipuriu has strongly condemned the racial and physical attacks on women from the Northeast, including the recent incident of a woman from Naglim. In a social media post, Mr. Rio called such acts as reprehensible and have no place in society. The Chief Minister urged everyone to uphold India's unity and diversity through tolerance, compassion and respect for dignity. Strongly condemning the incident, State Health Minister P. Paiwangkonyak said, "Racism and violence against women are utterly unacceptable and have no place in the society." Minister Paiwang said, "The state stands in solidarity with the victim, urging that justice must be swift and decisive." It may be mentioned that a third-year resident doctor from Naglim posted at the AIIMS Gorakhpur was allegedly subjected to racial slurs, stalking and physical assault by three men near the institute on Sunday evening. Similarly, three Arunachal women were also alleged to racial abuse and humiliation by their neighbours, following a dispute over some repair work at the rented flat in South Delhi's Malviya Nagar. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya said the safety and dignity of the Northeast people are paramount and any injustice against them will not be tolerated. Taking to social media platform X, Mr. Sindhya expressed concern over the racial harassment faced by three young women from Arunachal Pradesh in Malviya Nagar, South Delhi. Mr. Sindhya said that he had spoken with the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, and taken up the matter with the Commissioner of Delhi Police to seek immediate and stringent action. The minister noted that FIR has been registered and assured that the accused will soon be apprehended. The Supreme Court has ruled in favour of the Naglim state government in the case of Vatsala Pangal claiming one seat of MBBS from the central pool seats allocated to the state of Nagaland. The ruling delivered on 10th February 2026 cements a major legal precedent that non-indigenous candidates cannot claim the seats allocated to the state of Nagaland. The case began in July 2025 when the petitioner, who scored 455 in NEET UG 2025 and secured All India rank of 1,13,803, but claimed to be ranked number 2 in Nagaland. The case worked its way through Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench and then Guwahati High Court Division Bench, where the state government's petition was argued by Additional Advocate General Vihilio Shukriya. Minister for Nagaland Public Works Department, Road and Bridges G. Kaito IA, has underscored the importance of unity, mutual support and collective responsibility among the people, stating that while Nagas may not be physically divided, mental divisions continue to persist and must be overcome through understanding and cooperation. Speaking at the laying of foundation stone for the development of traditional homestay and inauguration of Angami Kitho and Mini Museum at DKL Kohima Village yesterday, coinciding with the Sekrini Fest celebration, Mr. I urged the community to reflect on the changes needed in mindset and standards to foster unity and progress. He emphasized that meaningful development begins at the village level and called upon citizens to actively contribute to its collective growth. Highlighting the significance of cultural preservation, the minister stressed the need to safeguard language, identity and traditional heritage. A five-day management training program on public policy of process re-engineering for officers of the Government of Naglim and leadership development program for the village councils of Rural Development and Administration Department, Government of Mizoram, began at Indian Institute of Management, IIM Shillong, on Monday. A joint inaugural ceremony was organized by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Center for Policy Research and Analysis, IIM Shillong. The primary objective of the training is to strengthen the role of the government officers to achieve citizen-centric governance and improve service delivery and efficiency in the government system. Planning advisor, Northeastern Council Som Kamei, encouraged the officers to act as change leaders capable of translating policy into measurable developmental outcomes. And in cricket, the three boys under 16 inter-district tournament witnessed dominant performances, dramatic turnarounds and one-sided encounters across venues. Chumukedema defeated Kohima by 86 runs, Dimapur crushed Perun by an innings and a massive 490 runs. Meanwhile, Newland secured an innings and 218-run victory over Wakaal. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.